cold and generally quiet weather conditions will dominate for the next several days. After we were above freezing across our area yesterday, temperatures are holding below freezing in most areas this afternoon, and that's pretty much the way it will stay right through the rest of the week. So even though we'll have a couple of chances to come up close to freezing later this week, the idea is that temperatures are likely to stay sub-freezing for the next several days. However, even though it's cold, we're still going to miss out on any big storms. So if you are kind of a fan of big snowstorms, you're really not going to like this forecast, as we're missing out on any substantial snow as we work through the rest of this week. Now, having said that, there is the chance for a little bit of light snow. We're watching a little area of snow right now across portions of Pennsylvania, and that could clip our southern areas later on today and tonight with a little round of flurries or light snow. And then as we work through tomorrow into tomorrow night, another clipper system will ride to our south, and that could bring some light snow accumulation, especially from the capital region on south. Again, that's late tomorrow, tomorrow night into Thursday morning, but it's really not looking to be a big snowmaker, and it couldn't even dry up before it gets here, so we're not looking for any substantial storms over the next several days. We're just looking ahead to some cold weather, and as we work into tonight, high pressure will build in from the north. That will allow the winds to die off. Temperatures will fall into the single digits above and below zero across the north. We'll be in the single digits for the capital region, and basically around 10 to 15 or so for areas south of Albany. As we work through the day tomorrow, again, that clipper system will approach our southern areas, so we'll see a little bit more in the way of cloud cover for the capital region on south, and we'll have that chance for a little bit of snow, especially later tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it looks to be a bright day across the north, with temperatures that will be generally in the 20s region-wide. As we work through tomorrow night into Thursday, again, there might be some snow or snow showers, mainly from Albany on south. Any snow will end during the day on Thursday, and we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs only in the teens and 20s, and the cold weather will continue for Friday and run right into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Variably cloudy tonight, a chance of snow showers or flurries, low 7 to 14. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow or flurries, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow showers mainly south, highs in the teens and 20s. And on Friday, partly to mostly sunny and continued cool, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.